You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and this is FCC News Bites for Saturday, April 4th, 2015, right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. The FCC plans $5.9 million in fine against Roman LD Incorporated, and that's for misrepresenting its identity and illegally switching consumers' telephone companies. The Federal Communications Commission plans to fine Roman LD Incorporated, an Irving, Texas telephone company, $5.9 million for allegedly switching consumers' long-distance telephone services without their authorization, a practice known as slamming. Misrepresenting the company's identity during telemarketing calls, fabricating authorization recordings as proof of consumers' authorizations, and transferring control of the company without commission approval. Consumers should be able to trust that they will not be billed for phone services they did not authorize or agree to, said Travis LeBlanc, chief of the Enforcement Bureau. Today's action reflects the FCC's commitment to holding companies accountable when they seek to make a buck by lying to consumers and illegally switching their chosen telephone carriers. The Enforcement Bureau reviewed over 100 complaints against Roman that consumers filed with the Commission, the Better Business Bureau, state regulatory agencies, and directly with Roman. The consumers complained that Roman switched their long-distance service provider without their authorization. And in some cases, consumers stated that Roman's telemarketer pretended to be an employee of the consumer's own telephone carrier. On at least two occasions, Roman apparently falsified an audio recording of the authorization that made it appear that the consumer had agreed to the carrier change. The investigation also showed that the ownership and control of the company was apparently transferred, including its domestic and international authority, to provide telecommunications services, and that was done without prior commission approval as required by the Communications Act and Commission's rules. The Commission has taken 30 enforcement actions for cramming and slamming in the past 5 years, and these actions have announced almost $100 million in penalties and are slated to return over $200 million to consumers. For more information about the FCC's rules protecting consumers from unauthorized charges on their telephone bills, you can see the FCC's Consumer Guide to Slamming on FCC.gov. And to file a complaint with the FCC, contact the FCC Consumer Center by calling 1-888-CALL-FCC or 1-888-225-5322 or by writing to the Federal Communications Commission Consumer and Governmental Affairs Bureau, Consumer Inquiries and Complaints Division, 445 12th Street Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20554. A copy of this notice of apparent liability is available at the FCC website at www.fcc.gov as dated April 2nd, 2015. That's it for this edition of the FCC News Bites. This is Fletch. Thanks for listening. Be sure to catch us next time right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.